Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
And now, listen to this on the Toddcast Podcast.
If someone were to ask you, what's your favorite supergroup? Could you do it? Could you pick just one band? They've been around since the 60s. Cream, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Blind Faith, all in the late 60s. Of course, get into Bad Company, Traveling Wilburys, Temple of the Dog, Mad Season, Audioslave. More recently, Sainta Sonia. They formed in 2014 from Toronto. Singer Adam Gonche left 3 Days Grace. He's since mended fences with those guys, which you'll hear about in the full interview at Toddcast YouTube, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and all that. So it's Adam from 3 Days Grace with Stained guitarist Mike Mishock, Art of Dying's drummer and bassist, Cody Watkins, and Adam's cousin, Cale Gonche, respectively. Adam had massive success, of course, with 3 Days Grace. Huge world tours, something like 10 Billboard number ones, Juno Award wins. And Sainta Sonia has been generating and gathering speed and momentum over the last decade, giving Adam yet another creative band. And the last time Adam was a guest, we talked about so much stuff, something he's doing with Human Kebab from USS, called Divided By. He talked about binging Your Honor and Blackbird, the death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins. He shared his love of Jeff Buckley. He talked about sobriety. He's 7 years sober. He talked about his time as a telemarketer. COVID and creativity came up. He talked about how he's a diehard Leafs fan. He talked about his golf game. And Adam recommended a couple autobiographies that you should read. Listen to this.
You know what I'm actually reading right now, and on and off when I find the time to do it. Matthew Perry's new biography is pretty amazing. It's called Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, I think. And he talks a lot about his addiction and all that stuff that, you know, he gets into some pretty heavy stuff. So, another fellow Canadian that is, you know, I really like Matthew Perry. I think he's down to earth. He's really struggled, and he's come out on the other side, and it's really cool to see that. Yeah. So that's it. I mean, that so far has got me. I have a book that my wife just got me called Absolute Godhead, and it's about Cornell as well, that I need to read. So.
Okay.
Yeah, or fucking Godhead or something like that.
Yeah. Life by Keith Richards.
Yeah. Dude, I've heard that. Yeah.
That's great. That. And Red from Sammy Hagar.
I've heard that too.
Two of the I've best. Heard that too. Like, mm-hmm. So good. Mm-hmm. Their lives have been just insane.
You know what? I have Red on my phone, actually. The Sammy Hagar. One of my family members a few years ago. Recommended that, so you got to read it. So I got it, but I haven't read it yet.
Listen to this on the Toddcast Podcast is brought to you by Tedco RV Supplies in Langley, an ICBC approved repair shop. Visit them on Facebook and Twitter at Tedco RV Supplies.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.